Do you ever go out and just go out to eat oysters? I know a lot of people who do. Now, I'm not going to go out and seek them, but if I'm at a restaurant that has them, I will order them. I will eat them and enjoy them. But I never thought about what happens to the shells after I eat them. Well, there's a new effort, and Pittsburgh's actually, I believe, the first city in the state of Pennsylvania to be involved in this, the first major city. It is oyster shell recycling, and Stefan Abel is the executive director of the Oyster Recovery Partnership. Welcome.
Welcome. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for having me. So, you know, when you say oyster shell recycling, a lot of people just automatically say, huh?
Well, you know, you go to restaurants and most of the oysters that you eat are farm raised. But, you know, what happens to that shell? Obviously, we don't want them to end in the landfill. And we can actually put them to good use, putting them back into the Chesapeake Bay.
Now, what happens? You put them back into the Chesapeake Bay, and what's the benefit of that?
Well, it's a long process. So working with Sustainable Pittsburgh and the local restaurants here, we collect the shell. It first has to age, and then we wash it. And then we attach baby oysters to all the shells that we collect.
Oh.
That's called back on shell. And then we basically recreate oyster reefs.
Isn't that interesting? Now, I mean, how many shells are we talking? I mean, pounds, tons, what are we talking here?
So we're talking, imagine one individual shell that you eat in a restaurant, right? So you have your oyster, that one shell will enable us to put 10 oysters back in the bay.
One shell?
One shell. And so far, since the program started back in November, we've collected 550 bushels of shells, and there's about 500 shells in every bushel. So as far as size goes, we're talking 30,000 pounds worth of shell that hasn't gone in the landfills. And it's basically the equivalent of a big old school bus.
Indeed. Okay, so the idea here then is you need the restaurants to buy in on this.
Absolutely. And so far we've got 6 restaurants here in the area, and we're hoping that more will join.
Fair to ask you the name of the 6 or no?
Oh, absolutely. It's 11, Merchant Oyster Company, Muddy Waters Oyster Bar, Off the Hook, Spears and Tails, and the St. Clair Country Club.
So, I mean, this could be, I mean, they could add up quickly. I said earlier that I don't necessarily go out to eat oysters, but if I go someplace and they have them, I will consider them. My daughter and her fiance, though, and he's kind of a big guy, but it's nothing for them to go out and get 3-4 dozen oysters at a time. So I don't know if they're typical or not, but, you know, when you start adding up those numbers, it does become significant.
Well, and just to give you an example, when we started the program about 10 years ago in Maryland, we started with 10 restaurants. And that network down where we are has grown to 350 restaurants.
Wow.
So that's not uncommon. We start here in Pittsburgh with 6. You know, before you know, it's going to be a dozen, 2 dozen, 3 dozen restaurants. So the more the merrier. Every shell is 10 oysters that we can put back in our local waters.
Well, and the other thing I think that's interesting is people don't necessarily think of Pittsburgh. I mean, you know, when you talk about Maryland, I think for a lot of people in their minds, that makes sense. They don't necessarily think about Pittsburgh for seafood or fresh oysters, but there's a big market for it, and they're already here if you name 6 restaurants already.
And we've seen actually over the last 5 years or so that the amount of the consumption of oysters up and down the East Coast and Gulf Coast has increased, especially in Middle America. Back in the 1880s, the Chesapeake Bay supplied the whole Midwest, including Pittsburgh, with oysters. I mean, you used to be able to get them for a penny apiece. So this is something that's been around for 100 years, and we hope that this continues going forward.
And so we focused on restaurants. And then how does that happen? Does the Recycling Alliance pick them up from the restaurants? Do they drop them off? How does that work?
So the restaurants, they're nice enough to save the shells. So they put them in an airtight container that we will then come up every 3 to 4 weeks and pick them up from the individual restaurants. So the only thing the restaurants need to do is let us know we drop off all the materials and we'll actually do the pickup and take it back to Maryland.
You know what? I love it on this show when I learn something I didn't know. Who knew that you could use those shells to reproduce in the Chesapeake? Who knew that? I didn't.
Well, now you do.
Yeah, I do. Thanks so much for joining us. It's a great program. When I heard that you were kicking off this partnership today, it caught my attention. It sparked my curiosity. Now it totally makes sense. And we wish you a lot of good luck in making this happen.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
Have a good day.